Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's time for the annual Red Rock Lake Balloon Fest and time for a ride in a balloon over Knoxville and Pleasantville. Let's go in depth with balloon pilots Kevin Mart of Knoxville and Bill Clemens of Des Moines. Well, here we are again, Kevin. What a great idea you had to bring a balloon festival to Lake Red Rock, and it's time to for people to come out again.
It's time for Bob to get a ride.
Well, I'm pretty excited about that. I've never been up in a balloon.
It's going to be a lot of fun, I guarantee you.
You promise?
Beautiful sight, yep. You won't want to get out, Bob.
Well, and you're not going to be my pilot tonight, are you?
Nope. You got the best pilot in the world here. You got Bill, so Bill's going to be a really good pilot for you.
Well, great. And so we're taking off to the south of Knoxville, and where are we going to try to head?
I'm guessing you're going to head towards Pleasantville, and hopefully we'll get you right over the courthouse tonight, so you get a good view of that.
And people can start coming out for the events with the festival when?
Friday evening's the first flight, and once you come out Friday, won't be a whole lot going on at the beach that day, but that's the best place to view. Saturday morning, 6:30, 7 o'clock, be a good time to be at the beach, and then also Saturday evenings when we got the Jefferson County Green Band, and the balloons will be coming over, and it'll be just a really good festival.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go. There's work to do before we get up in the air. It's pretty neat. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Off. Okay, let's try to settle down a minute here.
Go ahead and put it in next to the driver's seat.
Okay.
On the right-hand side.
All right, and now everybody can go ahead and just let go and let's see what happens. All right, everybody stay off. Nobody on. Hold on, don't hold on. Thank you, guys.
All right, Bill, we're off.
We're off. Okay, we'll get established. Thanks again. Now we're going to pick our speed up when we cross these. Make sure we don't get hit by any false lifts. We got to kind of watch out. Sometimes Mother Nature can mess with you. So we'll get established here.
Well, and so we're taking off from South Attica Road. We're now heading, well, I can see the spire of the Marion County Courthouse.
And what we'll do is we'll take a slow climb out of here until we can get up to altitude. We'll just take it easy and slow tonight and get up and see how it goes. Hello!
This is so cool. Lots of fun. Come out to the festival. Well, just in a couple of minutes, maybe not even a couple of minutes, we're up, I don't know, so high I can see.
Nearly 500.
500 feet.
Yeah, just about. We're still climbing a little.
It's a little hazy.
We got all the wet out there. Oh, boy. We may not want to fly a long time this direction. Let's see where it goes.
That's White Breast Creek. There's the courthouse, 500 feet. There's a fellow mowing his lawn, doesn't see us. So how long have you been?
Sorry, Bob, what was that?
How long have you been doing this?
I started in 1984.
And you do competitions?
Yeah, competitions. We fly in them, we run them in, run a lot of them. I raced a lot more when I was younger. Now that I'm getting old, they expect me to run them and don't expect me to fly in them as much. But every now and then, the old man can still pull one off.
And so you race. How do you balloon race?
It's actually a competition for accuracy. It's not about speed. It's about an accuracy to a target. And the guy, you will fly into a target and drop a beanbag, and the closest one with the target within will get to get their points. And overall, over a weekend, they add up the different points each guy gets, like a golf tournament. And that's how they determine the winner. Now we're sitting about 7. 700 right here.
More in depth after this. I continued my ride in a balloon with Bill Clemens of Des Moines.
See, now if we were thinking landed, boy, it looks like we could roll right in on that high school, don't it? And that's the high school right there?
Yep, that's the high school.
Yeah, it looks like we'd have a beautiful shot on that.
We're just south of the library. Oh, wow, the track is absolutely beautiful. High school football field, beautiful. We can see all the way out Lake Red Rock. We can see it clear across Lake.
Let's hope we don't get real close to it flying this direction, but we'll find the... Doesn't look too big from here, though, does it? There's the airport. You can see the airport real nice and well.
I hope you...
It's pretty amazing. People think they'll be scared, but it's really too neat to be scary, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's just... It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's... No one will probably ever stand in the same exact spot you and I are standing again.
I'm so fascinated. I want to see everything and think about everything from the air. Here comes another. Here comes the other balloon behind us.
And see how far we've came already. We've already come a little bit of a distance there.
Oh, yeah. Across, we're past the square.
Yeah, across half the town and not really much time. We're going to end up rounding up just a little over 8, and then we'll probably just kind of hang here because we're plenty high over town.
Well, yeah, and there sits Pella. Just, it seems like it's right there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that far apart. When you drive them curvy roads, it seems like a long ways, but just stand there looking, it's a hop, skip, and a jump.
Well, we can see out of the... We can see out of the county probably in every direction.
Oh, yeah. There's pretty good visibility at night. A little hazy in some spots, but no clouds, which makes it always nice.
So is this a two-person balloon?
Yeah, this is a two-person balloon. It's a 60,000 cubic foot balloon. Think of that in terms of basketballs. This would hold 60,000 basketballs because a basketball is about a cubic foot. That balloon that's taken off there behind us, it is, I believe, a 90,000. It may be a 77,000. It was actually built in our shop, but it was built by Jeremy and Phil Gray, and so the actual owner of National Balloon, so I'm not sure. I think it's a 90. Jeremy does a lot of rides. He's quite a character.
And so you build balloons?
Yeah. We work with Phil Gray in Winterset with a company called National Balloons. There's only six type certified, FAA certified balloon building places in the United States, and one of them's here in Iowa. And Phil Gray has the type certificates, and we've worked with him for probably the last 12, 13 years building balloons, and between me and my wife and Phil, we have built eight of the balloons that are flying here this weekend at the Red Rock Fest.
Well, and how is the festival?
As far as it's great. The pilots love coming here. It's a great place to go. There's great places to go in Knoxville. There's great places to go in Pella. There's just a lot of good spots. The lake's just beautiful to fly over. Everything's really just been a great for us there.
And the spectators, they love it too, don't they?
Oh, they do, and we've gotten to get good shows there, so it's went well.
We're just going over the Young's Park, and we're going to be over a bit of the VA, and we're just going to nick maybe the Knoxville Raceway.
Yeah, we'll be just a little south of it. We'll come down, and we're looking at a lot of water, but I don't think we're going to have any problem getting across it, so we're going to go ahead and stay up for a little bit. Once we've gotten over town here, we can get a little lower.
Well, we should avoid the water, though, huh?
Yeah. Like I say, it's pretty intimidating looking at it, but I think we'll get over that. Really, it doesn't look like we're going to be over it a long, long ways. And we have a decent speed, so.
Well, it's interesting. I can see over the mile-long bridge here, and then all the way over Whitebreast. I can see it wasn't a little bit less hazier, I could see Pleasantville, Des Moines.
Yeah, if it was a little less haze, we'd be in real good shape for seeing that. I'd like to have these seats during the Nationals.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Well, why don't you come down and go over sometime during the Nationals?
It would be interesting.
You never done that?
Yeah. Well, actually, since 9/11, the FAA will not allow you to fly over any spectator sport with more than 30,000 people. And I think the Nationals gets 30,000 people here, don't they?
Yeah, that'd be a good attendance.
So you have to. You actually have to get a waiver from them to fly over something that big.
Could you land in the infield?
Not during the Nationals. I think a lot of those guys have more money in tires than my balloon's worth. See, now we're cutting our altitude out. We're probably down in the 500. No, we're still at 750, so. But we'll cut our altitude down a little bit.
And how fast are we going?
I didn't bring a GPS with us, and we don't have a speedometer in here. I'm going to guess we're moving about 15 to 18 miles an hour. And that's, once you get up, it really makes a difference. For the most part, a balloon can fly as long as the wind is, probably less than 20 miles an hour at 500 feet. You get much over that, and it's just scarier than heck trying to stop this thing. Because once you come down, the speed stays with you.
Oh, I see. But we don't want to be going real fast.
We'll slow down. We'll slow down when we get... We'll get her to slow down. That's mostly just flooded farm field we're looking at there, isn't it? It's not even really that much water, I don't think, is it? It's just flooded field.
It's backed up. Yeah, it's storage for the Lake Red Rock when we've had heavy spring, summer rains. It backs up there. Yeah.
More in depth after this.
I continued my ride in a balloon with Bill Clemens of Des Moines. And this is propane?
This is propane, yep. This balloon carries 40 gallons of propane. That's enough for us to probably fly, 2.5-3 hours on.
Well, we'd be in Des Moines then, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I think we'll be.
There is a creek in the middle of that. It's white breast. Mm-hmm. But that does go up into fields.
Mm-hmm. As I say, you can see trees and stuff sticking out. It looks like a lot of water, but I think we're going to cross at a pretty narrow spot, actually. And then we should be clear, but I don't think we'll get into any backed up water again.
You know, the thing is, there's hardly any roads out there.
Yeah. Oh, now you tell me.
Well,
I actually carry a map, but...
Yeah, there's roads, but they're a little bit away.
We'll be fine, Bob. We haven't had to leave one in the air yet. Sometimes you get an occasional crappy spot, but actually the direction we're going, we're darn near heading to Pleasantville. We've got some horses there. We want to try and make sure we don't scare them. They'll get a little antsy, but they're fine. And the speed we're moving, we'll be past them really quick.
Well, they're staring at us.
Yeah, they're fine. A lot of times the animals will reflect the owner, the person who owns them, and you can see it. Yeah, they're not. You can see me down there watching them, just trying to make sure that we don't get them shook up. We'll hold off our burn until we get past them, as long as we can. We can't hold off forever. We'll go down, but we'll hold off as long as we can. Then when I do actually light it, I'll just hold on for one burn and then stop. Let's get a little more out of this.
Okay.
We're plenty far enough away from the horses, so we'll burn them. They had no interest in it at that point.
You're stirring up some birds, though.
Yeah, you'll stir up a lot of wildlife. We get over a lot of spots where they're not used to seeing or hearing too much man or machine.
The dog.
Yeah, the dogs are always barking, aren't they? You're something new to them.
Hello! See, once we get out here in the country, our altitude restrictions are a little less, so it's not...
Yeah?
You know, we're have a little more leeway with what we can do.
Oh, there goes a rabbit across the road. Hello down there!
Hello! Oh, we're just out for a ride, maybe somewhere towards Pleasantville. We're trying to promote the Red Rock Balloon Festival coming up this weekend.
And there's a wonderful artistry to the marks and the fields,
yeah,
the,
when the
tractors,
cut and
yeah.
Stuff, yeah. I feel that breeze. That's actually the slower wind that we're moving into. We're actually slowing down. That's why you feel wind and you never felt wind the whole time we were flying. Well, if we sit here in this long enough, we would probably actually darn near come to a stop.
Really? Yeah. Oh, look at the deer.
Oh, yeah, sure.
A deer and a doe.
See, and like this here, he's cut this, and you know, but you, a lot of times a guy won't care when they freshly cut it, but he hasn't baled it yet, and I don't think he'd be very happy to see us in there tonight. Well, you could really get in there without hurting anything. It's better when, you know, like I say, once it's all baled.
Well, I guess I never thought about how conscientious you have to be.
Oh, you have to be. Yeah, you have to. You have to. That's how they make their money.
Looks like we might be coming down this side of Whitebreast. Or am I? Are you? I guess you can.
No, we're not. Yeah, no, I'm just playing around. We're not. We're going over the water. Yeah, we're not landing before we get there. I'm just messing around. I just took us down there trying to get you to look at how things were and the, change the speed and stuff. And actually the direction. See, we're actually going a little more this way than we were up high. So can you see that? We're kind of going this way. But when we get up high, we swing a little more that way.
Swing a little.
Yeah. Just got to keep watching our fuel. You got to change tanks. Each tank you individually change. You don't turn them all on at one time. And
well, what's it like? How long do you have to train to be a pilot?
The FAA says you have to have 10 flights in 6 hours. I've trained a lot of people. I generally, look at that big deer around there. I like to have them closer to 15 hours, you know, maybe a dozen flights in 15 hours. And there's some other requirements, you know, altitudes and things like that that you have to do. And then you go down and take a written test, and then you'll take a check ride with an FAA examiner who will decide that you are confident to be a balloon pilot.
Well, that must be an interesting job, the test guy. I guess if you had, you could take over.
And I've trained a lot of people I've taught through the years, and it's interesting. Some of the highest IQ people get the feel for the balloon the worst, and some of the guys you just don't know get it right off. So look at that one running through the corn there. Boy, he's a monster. He's down. See that? He's not moving. He's just sitting down there. Another one right there. See him?
Yeah, more deer. They're just trying to.
Like I say, they're a little puzzled by us. That probably wouldn't have been too bad of a little landing spot there. You got to kind of watch. There's wires on the road, and there's wires coming into the building, and you really have to avoid all that.
It looks like grass on the other side.
I'll try to probably cross those wires as low as we can safely. That's going
We're going to hit that, mode spot, and then we'll just have to deal with what we get.
Okay.
That road have no wires? Okay, I don't know. I'm afraid I'm going to be farther up ahead of you. I can see a building. When you get in through the trees, what's in there? I'll just kind of hang here. Just let me know what you see there. Yeah, just go ahead and go for it. I'm not going to get in that clearing where you're at. It's not going to happen. Yeah, at this point, that don't matter, but I can't see getting turned to get into that. What, is there no animals around there, though? Yeah. Okay, we'll watch and see. All right, just kind of stay with me. If nothing else, we're taking the ditch on Highway 5. But I don't want to do that, but we have to. I think we can get across the wires and get onto the ditch on the opposite side of the road, but I'd like to try and get down before that. Well, we still have some time, but we're running, you know, 240 degrees, so we're burning up some fuel. So, call me if you get an idea or something. Well, it looks like we're going to be closer to the highway than we are to the other, but we'll see what happens. If I see a spot there, I'm going to have to take it if we get there. All right, bud. Bye. Yeah, I think you're right. I think we will eventually cross the highway. All right, Bob. When it comes, it's going to probably come fast. Especially if we have to cross that highway high over those wires and get down. Hit hard. Hang on. Don't fall out. Okay, I have got to get this balloon off of that tree. So you can hop out. You need to just do what you got to do.
All right. Yep.
I'm all right.
It wasn't too hard for you, was it?
No, that was all right.
Anybody home? They may live in the shed, Wheezy. They might live in the metal building. There's a sliding door on it. We're fine. We're going to go ahead and streamer this out. You guys just find a neighbor before anybody comes back. Get some kind of permission.
Actually, it's a good spot.
Yeah.
I mean, really, in the grand scheme.
Not bad. I'm just holding on to it. I don't know what you want me to do.
The stump wasn't too much, was it? The hit?
Oh, I'm alive. Not damaged, as far as I can tell.
Well, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, he warned me.
You got an hour and a half. That was a good one.
That was great.
That was a good one.
Great ride.
Everything got put away.
I don't think anything's broken.
What'd you think?
You go.
I thought it was wonderful.
Pretty neat.
Got a nice long ride.
It was wonderful, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think he's ever going to let you out. He just take you on the... Who knows where...
Well, yeah, we were ready. We were heading, I think, to Winterset.
What's that?
I think we were heading to Winterset.
Oh, we're heading for the shop.
Home. We had the balloon one to go home.
Well, thanks for the ride. That was wonderful.
No problem. It's always, after a long one like this, it's great to land somewhere where the guy's really welcoming. We really lucked out tonight. We got a great landowner here, and he was just absolutely terrific. And after you have a long flight of missing every single landing spot that comes close, and a smiling face comes to that door where you finally end up, that's as good as it gets.
Thanks to Kevin Mart and Bill Clemens for contributing to the program and for the balloon ride. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.